Hey, everybody. It's me, Tom Booker, and this is the Good Morning I Love You show with Tom Booker, your daily dose of positive stuff that helps start your day off right. It's Friday, dear listeners, and that means that it's Phone a Friend Friday on the Good Morning I Love You show. And this week, we have a returning friend on the phone line, my mom, Becky Booker. But before we go to the phone, I have something that I want to tell you, and that's good morning, I love you. And now, let's go to the phone.
Hey, dear listeners, it's Phone a Friend Friday again, and you're in for a real treat because this is the first Friday when we have a returning friend. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our first returning friend and my only mom, Becky Booker. Mom, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I was doing well, but I'm doing even better now that I'm talking to you. Hey, Mom, before we begin, is there something you'd like to say to our audience?
Oh, there sure is. Good morning. I love you.
Wow, that was a good one, Mom.
I thought so.
Hey, Mom, this is the first time that we've had you on the show during the pandemic. This is your pandemic episode, Mom. So, Mom,
pretty much in isolation.
Well, what things during the pandemic make you feel happy right now, Mom?
Talking to you or your brother or your sister, just going out and walking, getting outside and walking when the weather's nice. I've always liked that. Things are loosening up here, so once again, I'm at least able to get together with some friends for coffee downstairs. Since I've gotten my vaccination, I've gone out to eat. Why? Going out to eat was something I really miss.
Well, you'll be doing it again soon, hopefully.
Went by the Waffle House today. I couldn't tell whether they were open or not.
Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what. When I come visit you, we'll find a Waffle House that's open if that one closes.
That's what we always find one, don't we, Tom?
Yep. Need my pecan waffles with hash browns. Mom, what do you suggest people do during the pandemic if they need a little pick-me-up? What should people do?
If possible, reach out to someone else, even if it's on a phone call, just talking to somebody else. It makes you realize you're not the only person going through this. The whole world is. That's a big help. Of course, I'm such an avid reader that reading has been a blessing for me during this time. If there's any way you can find to show kindness to someone, that's a help.
Wow, I think you just described the premise of the Good Morning I Love You show.
Oh, well, you know the old thing, the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree.
I guess not. All right, Mom, If you could put anything that you want on a billboard and place that billboard anywhere in the world, what would you put on the billboard and where would you put it?
I think I would put be kind, and I would just put it on some busy highway where lots of people would see it. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good one.
As much as we see going on around us in the world and everything else, if everybody would just show some kindness, I can't imagine what a difference it would make.
All right, Mom. Now, since you're the guest on Phone a Friend Friday, that means that you're responsible for the quote. Do you have a quote for today?
Well, there's one. It's kind of always been my mantra, bloom where you're planted.
Well, that sounds like a good mantra to have, Mom.
It's worked well for me.
Well, there you have it, dear listeners. Now let's all go out there and be kind to each other and bloom where we're planted. But before you go, my mom has something that she wants to tell you, and that's...
Good morning. I love you.
Does it feel pretty good to be the only two-time Phone a Friend Friday person?
Oh, yes. Makes me feel important.
Well, you are, Mom. You are.
Thanks.
All right, Mom. Thanks for doing the show. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.